right, check your calendars. The eclipse is on Monday. But, you know, what do you do after a solar eclipse? I don't know. I don't know if there's a book on that, of exactly what you do on a solar eclipse. Well, there will be a free eclipse after party at the Egg. How cool is it that there's going to be an eclipse after party featuring films, live performances, DJs, visual projections, and much more, with sci-fi movies in one theater and immersive atmospheric music in the other. Come spend an evening in this one-of-a-kind concrete ellipsoid venue that is the Egg, and you can be a part of the entire eclipse experience. Doors open at 4. Music and movies begin at 5. We encourage attendees. How about I try it this way? Attendees are encouraged to explore the space and to flow between the zones. What's a zone?
A zone is a theater or a lobby or a corner with projections or, you know.
Something going on.
Yeah, stairwell that you've never been allowed in.
To give us a preview, we welcome the executive director of the Egg, Diane Eber. Diane, good morning. How are you?
I am doing all right. Good to see you, Joe.
Good to see you. I just want to take a quick shout out to Madeline Reynolds, who hosted the last half hour of the program and did just a magnificent, marvelous job. Young woman who is our intern and has been working very, very hard all last semester and this semester. And we're thrilled. And I know she was very nervous, but my God, you couldn't tell. And she was just
fantastic.
Terrific. So congratulations to her. And we just are delighted and tickled that she's with us and continuing to do stuff. So congratulations to Madeline. All right, Diane, it is, I think it's a neat idea. Which came first, the idea or the fact that you're in an egg?
You know what came first was the name, Eclipse yeah. at the Ellipse. It was too good, you know. It came up in a meeting with staff member Nicholas, who I work very closely with, and we're like, okay, we need to add a show in April. Well, we could just do the Eclipse at the Ellipse. And I was like, wait, what? You know, it was like one of those moments where you're like, wait, no, we should like actually do that, not just joke around about it. And we pulled it off, you know, really fast. It was like, okay, let's do this. Boom. Booked it, I think, in 5 days and announced it. But it was just so cool, you know, and the founding legislation keeps talking about the egg as an ellipsoidal structure. So I love thinking about that.
Oh, Rockefeller.
Yeah, exactly.
So the fact that you are doing this and it is a free event.
Yes.
That's really cool.
That's new for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why do it?
So this is part of, you know, my vision, this new energy of leaning into this incredible space, this building. And I want to shine a light on the nooks and crannies, the undiscovered parts, breathe energy into the lobbies, not just you buy your ticket, you take the elevator, you go sit in your seat and you leave. Now, this whole event from 4 p.m. till 10 p.m., we're going to have DJ in the lobby. We've got a projectionist, BA, coming, doing trippy stuff that's never been done in the lobby. And you pick your own adventure. You wander from space to space. So it's playing with that concept, opening things up. And so this is, I hope, just the beginning of playing around with that.
So there are times where you can go to the main theater, you can go to the smaller theater, you can go different up, down,
yes.
all around.
Yep, that's the idea.
And it seems to me it would be fun once you realize that the building, you have the whole building as your playground,
yes.
to figure out what you can put where
yeah.
and when.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And this was a great way for us. You know, I also am a big believer in taking art off the pedestal, right? So movies are a great way to do that. Like if you come eat a Half Moon cookie with your kid and watch WALL-E and go home, great. I'm happy. You came, you know, you sort of, and the egg is this place that many folks have been inside, but a lot of folks haven't, and they're intimidated. How do I get in there? Oh, the ticket price is too high. I don't really know what's going on. This is a great, pop in. If all you do is stay for 30 minutes, cool. You know, like low barrier to entry, building this energy and excitement.
I was struck, this sort of applies, but I was struck, I have a dear friend who I was talking to last weekend, and they went to the basketball tournament, and they
yes.
said it was the first time they had been to the arena in its many incarnations, as the first time they'd ever been to the arena. And it just, when you said that a minute ago, it just struck me. I'm like, how can you live here for 30 years and never been? But it is possible that people have not been to the Egg, have not gone to the Egg, have not seen the Egg, have not participated in all of its glorious quirkiness.
Yes.
This is a wonderful opportunity to take care of that, to check it off the list.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, one thing that we haven't announced publicly, but I'm going to reveal right here with you, Joe.
That's what we do.
Is we have managed to secure, we're going to actually have Being Sound. So Jora Boro, who's this incredible DJ who used to DJ all the time at Bulgarian Bar in the city, has now moved upstate and has created this kind of immersive sound experience. And he's going to actually perform live on the plaza for free under the Egg during the eclipse.
Oh, wow.
Which is, I'm so excited about it. I'm like nerding out. But so it's literally like put your eclipse glasses on and be transported not only by what's happening around you, but we're going to have them performing live.
Okay. So the way to do this, if I'm I'm making this up off on the fly.
But, so am I, buddy. But let's do it together.
It seems to me that the plan here would be that you get there early.
Yes.
And then you plot out your spot of where you're going to watch the eclipse. The eclipse is going to come in somewhere between 3:25, 3:35, whatever, lasts for a couple of minutes. And then you're off.
Yeah.
And then the after party.
Yeah.
So but I'm fascinated of what good eclipse music is.
Well, imagine singing bowls, deep bass.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you're being transcendent. We're leaning into the sort of celestial nature.
I would think that would incredibly augment the experience.
That's what I'm hoping. We'll see. We're going to find out. Come, you know, check it out.
No, the DJ, what did they think about it?
Oh, he was so excited.
Yeah.
And, you know, we kind of go way back. Like, I've worked with Joro, you know, back in the city, booked him many. And this is such a departure from what he was really known for, which was hot, sweaty dance parties. And then moved upstate and really tapped into this new direction.
Wouldn't it be great
music?
If it became a hot, sweaty
yes,
dance party?
That would also be great. And it could happen, you know? You got to come check it out. Who knows? But, yeah, the vision of... Come, bring your kids, you know, from 4 to 6. We're partnering with Albany Center Gallery. We're going to be doing make your own space humans, not humans, animals, hard to say.
What do you make them with?
It's arts and crafts supplies.
Oh, stuff. Okay.
Yeah, stuff.
All right. Yeah.
You know, Trash Kid's going to be there helping out. So that'll be awesome. And then Wally starts at 5 p.m. and popcorn, Half Moon Cookies will be going, and we have incredible musicians in the heart as well that I'm very excited about.
That's really cool. I assume you can see the schedule online.
You can, right on our website.
And it tells you what to do.
Yeah.
Do I need to sign up in advance?
You do.
Okay.
So, and it is going fast, so I highly recommend everybody get your free ticket now. And if you have extra money, you can donate to us there for $10. There's like a suggested donation. But also, we're happy to have you just come for free. You do need a ticket, and it will be first come, first serve. So I also am really encouraging folks to come early. Our doors open at 4, and so does the action. So
I'm just curious. What's the top number? How many people can you?
1,500.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. That's great.
Yeah. And that's really what I want to see is like, what does that space feel like with 1,500 people wandering
that's
around?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You know, I was thinking back as I was preparing for talking to you this morning, and I realized the last time we spoke was you had been on the job for 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
The last time we spoke on the air.
Yeah.
And you had only been in for 2 weeks. So now it's been how long?
Well, let's see, that was September, so over 6 months, 7 months.
Yeah.
One of those.
So
what is time?
Right. What is time?
What
well, add that to the
there you
the
go.
Rundown.
Yeah,
it
seems
on
like the eclipse would be
eclipse
a good
of the eclipse.
Yeah.
So, how's it going? How do you feel? How do you feel about it?
I feel good. I'm excited. I think this event really is a marker for me in terms of what I am hoping to bring to the Egg, which is this opened up experience. I'm excited about the conversations I'm having with artists and community members. You know, it feels so important to be making connections to local organizations and artists, booking this was so fun because there were a bunch of artists actually that we reached out to who weren't available. You know, it was a very quick, we threw it together situation. And so many of those artists were like, oh my God, like I grew up going to my mom's office in Corning Tower, looking over the egg. My school band played there. And now you're reaching out to me to DJ this cool party. What?
Yeah.
And it feels like that. There's so much there to dig into, and I'm really excited about continuing to work to build those bridges and artistically to just play, you know, and try different things.
You use the term, and I believe lovingly, the throw it together. But I from the time you and I had lunch recently, we were talking, and you had mentioned that this was just coming on the radar, and then like 3 days later, it was like boom.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, man, that's some good, quick planning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And obviously it's grown since then.
Yeah. You got to take risks too. You know, I believe that artistically, creatively, from a producing standpoint, if you just stay in the safe lane of only book things that you know are going to sell out, that you know speaks to the audience you already have, you're leaving so much to be discovered. And so this is a bit of a step in a new direction, right? Artistically, Juliana Barwick as a headliner at The Egg, that's a big deal with Amy Dang. Like, that's new territory for The Egg. Kind of spacey, electronic, minimalist music is not something that I think people necessarily associate when they think of The Egg. And so what an exciting chance to present it in an accessible new way and play with it.
And is that something in your experience that you realize that there is already an audience out there, or you have to develop that audience?
Both. And Sometimes you don't know till you try it. And sometimes you have to build it, right? And so, like, this is the beginning, and it takes more than just one artist to get on the radar of a new audience. You know, you need to be consistently programming. One of the things that we haven't announced yet, but we've brought on our first artist curator, Arun Ramamurthy, and he's going to be working with local community members and musicians and bringing in, hopefully, a new audience. And we're going to be programming more than just one show and thinking through that, you know, with an eye to it takes more than just one attempt to build some bridges.
The one thing about this event, especially with movies and cookies, is that you get to appeal to children.
Yes.
Too. And I assume that you can tap into that audience.
Yes. And they're very much tapped into The Egg already. We do so much amazing, you know, family programming. All of it, and my not most of it, has been, you know, with a ticket price. So I also think when you have kids who are like, I don't know, are they going to melt down halfway through? Do I really want to drop $45 on a thing that my kid's going to medium care about? Like, it's a gift to be able to be like, great, my kid woke up from a nap and I'm going, you know, or awesome, school lets out early, which it sounds like it will be on Eclipse Day. And it's like, great, bring your kids to us. We'll take them, you know, in whatever state they're in, safe space. With two little boys myself, I know.
We'll take them. We'll sugar them up.
We'll sugar them up. We'll
shake them a little bit and bring them down into
put them in front of a great
go crazy
movie.
Crazy in the Eclipse.
Yeah, exactly. Run around the hallways. It's all good.
Well, that's very fun. Yeah. This is something that I think is so neat because you have this world-renowned artist, you have local artists,
yes.
and tapping into that the local is very important too.
Very
it's
important.
It's important for our region, but it's also important for those artists.
Definitely.
To encourage them.
Yeah, exactly. And it's that beautiful thing called word of mouth, right? And what a better way to build community than my friend of a friend is playing. Not just my friend of a friend is going, but my friend of a friend who I see at the coffee shop. You know, Connor is very much in the scene at Troy. You see him around. He's tapped in, and it's like, great, he's playing the big stage. He's playing the Heart, 1,000 Cap Theater. And, you know, it's going to be an incredible experience.
What's the, is there a learning curve? What's the learning curve for you as you've come on?
Well, that's a good question. Learning curve is a new audience getting to learn, you know, like, oh, wow, that show sold out in seconds. Like, we have some prog rock heroes that are playing. And that show announced, and it's not until October of next year. And I'm telling you, it's going to sell out in, like, literally 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So, great. That's a tool. I'm learning about that. We have Corinne Bailey-Ray coming in June, and she's a huge get. I'm so excited about her. You should go buy your tickets. But that's not selling out in a second, right? So, okay, so we need to build some of those bridges. And you know, we have Save Young Glover, we have Layla McCullough both coming up, pushing hard. Folks should come. Those are incredible artists, but they're not selling out in a second. So I'm learning about that too, and that sort of push and flow, and, you know, working with a new staff and growing the team.
I just will throw this in. I've been a proud member of the Egg for a while, and my God, that's a cool idea.
Yeah.
You get a membership. You can do it at whatever, you know, there's levels. Mm-hmm. And then, but at certain levels, you get advance notice.
Yep.
You don't have to pay stupid fees.
Mm-hmm.
And you also can, you know, work things out. And it's just nice because there's sort of I found there to be a community of people who do it. And,
yes.
And you see them at the shows and then sitting yeah. in the same seats. And it's really quite fun.
Yeah. And they're a key part to keeping us alive. So not
yeah.
only are there perks, but you really are supporting the arts
well,
in an incredible
baseline.
Way.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a baseline. Exactly. And for the Eclipse part, even though it's free, we are going to have some sort of reserved member seats. So if we ever reach capacity, you know, you'll have a seat. So come
right.
join as a member. Quickly.
Yeah. Well, I'll think about it.
Yeah, you should think about it, Jim.
I'm sort of thinking yeah. about after this, like just running for the hills, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. So go on the website, check it out, and see what all the things that are going on, and you can see what time different things
yes.
happen.
We can. I mean, I could talk it through if that's helpful.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's do it.
We have 2.5 minutes if you'd like to
talk
it
through. Okay, 2.5 minutes. So doors are at 4, but this will be after Bean Sound performs live on the Plaza. So if you're coming to see the Eclipse at the Plaza, you can do that. That'll be free and amazing. Doors open at 4. We have BA doing projections in the Heart Lobby with DJ Harlan, who will be playing as well right next to her, keeping the vibes going. We have art tables with free art with Albany Center Gallery from 4 to 6 p.m., At 5 p.m., we're showing Wally in the Swire. At 5:30, we have Connor Armbruster performing in the Heart, then Being Sound, then Amy Dang, and then Juliana Barwick at 8:45. We will also be showing A Trip to the Moon, which is a 14-minute movie that's in the public domain and is, like, incredible and bizarre in all the best ways. And at 7:30, 2001, Space Odyssey in the Swire.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah!
Oh, that's great. Well, you can find out all about it. Go to theegg.org, theegg.org to find out more about this incredible Eclipse after party.
Yeah, man.
Eclipse at the Ellipse.
Eclipse at the Ellipse.
Starts at 4 p.m. You can plan your evening or late afternoon and evening by going to theegg.org, theegg.org. I'm so tremendously happy and proud of you for putting this together and for giving us wonderful things and wonderful options to do in the Capital Region.
Oh,
so
well, thank you
so much for
thank
that.
You.
And best of luck to you and your team on Monday. Diane Eber is the executive director of The Egg. Always a pleasure. We look forward to having you come back.
Thanks so much, Joe. Good
Be
to
well.
See you.
Good to
All
see
right.
you. Again, theegg.org for more information. Theegg.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.